Anyway, moving on to a story about the brain. Now, wouldn't it be absolutely fantastic if we could just flick a genetic switch and increase the number of brain cells we have? I would love that. But it would be bad news if this production line ran out of control, because then you would end up with a brain tumour. And now researchers in the US have tracked down the gene responsible for maintaining this tricky balance, making sure we grow enough new nerve cells, but not so many that things get out of hand.
Which sounds really cool. We actually have quite a lot of individuals who have quite a lot of brain cells on their own. They do quite well at making them. So what do these genes actually do?
Well, this is research from William Snyder at the University of North Carolina. Now, he and his team discovered that a gene called GSK3 controls the signals that determine how many nerve cells we have in our brain. Now, GSK3 is a kinase. This is an enzyme. It sticks little molecular tags onto other proteins, switching them on or off to send signals in the cell. And the team have just published their results in the journal Nature Neuroscience.
So how do they find this sort of brain cell on switch?
Well, the researchers used genetic engineering to create mice whose GSK3 gene could be removed at a very specific time during the development of the mouse embryo. Now, this was at a time when a type of brain cell called a radial progenitor is just being made, and these stem cells produce the bulk of the nerve cells in the brain. And the researchers found that removing GSK3 at this crucial time meant that the progenitor cells were kind of locked into a pattern of constant proliferation. They were churning out endless new stem cells rather than these becoming mature neurons.
So if you take away this GSK3, that means you end up with, what, too many immature brain cells. How can you turn those into an abundance of mature neurons, nerve cells?
Well, that's the next step the researchers are really keen to take. They want to find out if adding this GSK3 back into the brain after a big burst of proliferation will make these new stem cells mature. They think if they can get this to work, they could make mice with 3 to 4 times as many neurons as normal mice. So maybe by manipulating GSK3 levels, one day we could increase our brain capacity. Snyder describes it as dialing up or down the number of neurons that are generated in the brain. But the other potentially important thing is that GSK3 has also recently been fingered for a role in a number of psychiatric illnesses, including schizophrenia, depression and bipolar disorder. And lithium, a common treatment for bipolar disorder, works by shutting down GSK3. So, crucially, the researchers suggest that perhaps doctors should avoid giving drugs like lithium to younger children whose brains might still be growing, in case it does lead to problems of overgrowth with cells, which could potentially maybe lead to cancer. But obviously, this does need more research.
Indeed. What an intriguing finding, though, because, of course, one thing that unites many of these psychiatric conditions is that they don't kick in until later in life. And that would be consistent with the brain making more neurons a long time and then miswiring them in to different parts of the brain, perhaps creating abnormal pathways connecting bits of the brain that perhaps shouldn't be connected. But certainly an interesting finding. Thank you for that, Kat.